That's about all we eat. Watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew. Catawbas, we don't eat.
Okay, the kind with the yellow inside. That's a...
What's that? Are you talking about musk? I don't know what a muskmelon is, really.
Okay. You ever hear muskmelon, mushmelon? Have you ever heard?
No, I heard mushmouth, never much. No, okay. What's a mushmouth?
Okay, that's the same kind of thing. It's just a variant form.
I don't think we get many muskmelons. Have you seen any since you've been in here?
Yeah, a few here and there. Yeah. Okay, and then the umbrella-shaped thing, that's really a kind of fungus that you often cook with.
Mushrooms,
okay. Let me see. If you're not able to do something, you might say, I'd like to, but I just...
Can't.
Okay. And if somebody asks you, let's say, about sundown to do something, and you've been at it all day, you might say, well, look, I got up to work before sun up, and I...
Had it.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever heard the phrase or used the phrase, done worked?
Meaning I'm through for the day?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I mean, I've heard it, but I've...
You've heard it. What kind of...
I've probably read it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. More literary...
Yeah. Thing. I don't think I've ever heard anybody use it.
Okay. Have you ever heard the phrase, done dead?
No, what does that mean?
That's sort of like past of dead. He is done dead already. No. Okay. If a kid has gotten a whipping or spanking, you might say, I bet he did something. He...
I don't understand.
Okay. I'm not asking the question properly. If a kid has gotten a spanking or whipping for doing something, okay, you might say to somebody, well, I bet he's done something
bad.
Okay. Or something he
shouldn't have done.
Shouldn't have done. Okay. If you wanted to use ought in there, would you ever use
ought?
That? Yeah.
He ought not to?
Yeah.
They did something he ought not to.
Does that sound natural to you?
Not really.
Okay. Okay.
And I think if I've heard it, it's usually, I bet he's done something he ought not to have.
Okay.
Instead of, you don't start with two, you ought not to have.
Okay. If somebody asks you, will you do something, and you don't want them to do that, you might say, no, I...
Don't want
to. Okay, or another way of saying that, if you don't want to use do in there, you would say, no, I...
Ain't gone.
Okay. Let me see.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody, again, somebody asks you to do something, and you think maybe you might be able to do it, you want to suggest that possibility, and you say, I'm not sure, but I...
Think I can.
Okay. Do you ever use the phrase, might, could? Does that sound normal to you?
He might could have done it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be natural in your speech. Okay. Let me see. The animals that fly around the yard.
Birds.
Okay, and they live in
nest.
Okay. And the plural of that is
nest.
Okay.
Steve's.
You add that every now and then with a laugh. Is that would you hear that phrase from any special kind of people?
Very young children.
Very young children.
Yeah. Okay. They have a hard time, but they always say nesties.
Okay. Then the kind of bird that drills